And as usual, we are awaiting any kind of a home improvement question you might have for Andy. Our phone number is the same as our text number. That is 651-461-9226. Andy Lindis, good morning to you.
Good morning, Denny. How are you?
I'm doing quite well. I look at that forecast, and I hear Al's forecast, and I've been reading it all morning and thinking, this is so unusual. I mean, and it's so dry, and I guess that's good in you know, considering all the storms that are affecting other parts of our country, terrible floods. But again, on the positive side, you guys, your crews are getting a lot done, and the customers are happy.
Yes, and it's good weather to work outside, so we can't complain. I know it's a little bit drier than maybe we need, but hey, we'll with the way our spring was, Denny.
Yeah.
If we don't get another rain day, we're still going to finish the year with a record amount of rain days out of the last 10. So,
isn't that something?
This spring was pretty wet for us. We couldn't get a lot done, roofing and gutters especially. So, put us a little bit behind, and now we're able to make up for it, thankfully. So, if we get lucky, and I don't think we're going to, and have a similar winter that we had last year, we should be able to get most of it done. But I'm guessing we're not going to. The year before we got about 8 feet of snow. Last year, I think the plows got hooked up 3 times. So I'm guessing somewhere in between there is what this winter is going to be.
I don't know if I used my snowblower once or twice. I mean, it was nothing. I think I waxed it. I waxed it. I've never seen so much interest as when you started talking about these solar shingles. As far as our listeners are concerned, I'm not sure. Is Linda's Construction getting that same interest with the phone calls and such?
Very much so. Yeah, the GAF Energy folks were at the office this year doing some more training with the entire team. Lots of questions coming from our customers. So it's picking up steam. It's going moving rather rapidly, to be honest with you. Yeah, it's a lot of people are excited about it. I think as we get to the wintertime and we know what our energy bills are going to be in the wintertime, people start to think about that. So if you're in the market for a new roof, I would highly recommend taking a look at some of the solar options out there that are available. And I think we've talked before, Denny, I think we're going to be a lot closer than, 5 years away from where the majority of our customers get some type of solar component on their roof. I think maybe as early as next year, you're going to be seeing a lot more people have to deal with that.
And there are variables, and you've mentioned those. Not everybody, it wouldn't be good for everybody, especially if you live in a, really shaded area. What are some of the variables? What are some of the issues where you probably are not a candidate?
Which way your house faces, shading. We're going to factor in snow coverage as well on averages. So when we give you a guarantee on this is how much energy it's going to create, we're pretty confident in those 5-year guarantees. So every 5 years, we do a system check-in to make sure it's producing the amount of energy that it's supposed to, and we will refund you or put more solar panels on if we have to make good for it. So when you get a GAF energy roof, you're getting a 25-year guarantee. This is how much energy it's going to make, and if not, we pay for it. So it's as good as a guarantee gets when it comes to solar, which is why I'm comfortable using it. I don't know if you've ever looked at it, like the 5 biggest players in the solar industry have all gone out of business or gone bankrupt.
No kidding.
So it's that's pretty scary when you're in my position that you're adding a solar component when I've talked to, 30, 40, 50 roofers around the country that have all closed solar divisions because of how much service they have on them, the system's not doing what they're supposed to, customer satisfaction going down. One person I talked to had 100% servicing on the units that they installed, any of the panels. So those are the type of panels that sit above your roof. They had converter issues, so it's just not a... I didn't go into this lightly. And without the partnership that I have with GAF, and it's a type of partnership where... Trust me, the ability to speak freely is always there, and this is where you come up with the best ideas, I believe. And because of people like Scott, Jake, Lance, and that team over at GAF, we've been able to, I think, get to a spot that I'm really, really comfortable, one, with the product, two, with how it installs, three, with the service that happens afterwards. And the fact that we've told a couple people that they're just not good candidates. And that's okay. And I'd rather do that on the front end than find out we can't make this produce what we thought it could. And I'm telling you, so far, everything we've done has outperformed what our expectations were. Meaning, if we thought it was going to make this much energy, it's making more energy than that. And I'm keeping my fingers crossed that it's going to keep trending that way. But who knows? Denny, you sent me a clip over the weekend as well, or told me to check out something on 60 Minutes this past Sunday. Which,
oh, yes, yes, yes.
Last I counted, that segment has been emailed or texted to me over 20 times.
So, tell the listeners who maybe missed that show, what the story was about.
So, long story short, say, in just using our world, a giant hailstorm comes through. What insurance carriers are going to do is they're going to hire public adjusters and public adjusting firms to go out to these homes and do the public adjusting. The desk adjusters who work for the insurance company work in a different spot. Denny, we've had a phone call from a desk adjuster from State Farm in Kansas City call our show, I don't know, a couple months ago, and talk about our reputation at Lindus, how we just, I don't know how many times we go out to roofs and say, yeah, no damage needed, or we can repair this, not replace it. And I think that's a breath of fresh air to most insurance companies.
Yeah.
What I didn't like about what I was seeing on the 60-minute piece, Denny, was that the desk adjusters were taking the public adjusters, the people that had boots on the ground, went out there and made a claim for the one example. It was 47 claims this one public adjuster did. The desk adjuster adjusted 44 of them without the adjuster that was in the field even knowing about it, even though that person's name is on the claim. One of them got adjusted from $240,000 down to $13,000, leaving people from Hurricane Irma with a hole in their roof, still 2 years later, not completed. And I can tell you, it was almost 2 years before we had to get a public adjuster, a lawyer involved that took a percentage of the claim in order to get the roof done at my parents' house in Florida.
Really?
It was almost 2 years. So I've gone through that, and I don't know many roofers in Florida that don't employ a lawyer full-time in order to deal with this. And this is what I've been talking about over the last month, is I'm afraid this is where it's going. If we don't come up with solutions, both as from a manufacturing standpoint, from a roofing standpoint, and from an insurance standpoint, we're going to end up in court battles with insurance companies constantly. So why I'm talking about Class 4 shingles and doing things a little bit better, one of the things that they talked about in that 60-minute piece was the policies that these insurance companies are going through to say, we don't replace roofs anymore, we repair them. Well, every roofer that's gone to any storms, Denny, has been told to replace roofs that they didn't think need to be replaced, but they had to from the insurance company standpoint. So I'm okay if we can have an honest conversation about what to replace here, but I'm not okay with a very vague report that says there's 140 shingles that need to be replaced. there's a better way to do that. Now, we repair roofs all the time, and a roof that's, you know, under 10 years old that just has a few hail dings, chances are we can repair that. I'm okay with that, and this keeps the insurance rates down, keeps, you know, people like American Family being able to write hail and wind insurance in Minnesota and Wisconsin. I'm okay with that. I want to start those conversations because, as you saw in 60 Minutes, that's not the way to go. They're doing that because they're going broke. And Man. And if we keep going down the path that we're going down now, we're going to end up like Florida, where you have to get your roof inspected every 10 years. And if you do have hail or wind damage, get ready to hire a lawyer and wait for 2 years to fix your home. That's, man, or like a lot of people now, they can't even get coverage in Florida. So the state of Florida has their own insurance company called Citizens. So now you're insured by the state of Florida. And I have no idea how those claims are going to go. I'm assuming from this last hurricane, I'm going to be hearing rumblings from from our customers. I mean, we have three customers in Florida that use our construction software, Contractor Flow.
Oh, yes.
Now, that's one of the things about Florida that I kind of like is their inspection process. One of the things our software does is gets it ready for all of the inspectors that have to happen, the pre-inspection, the underlayment inspection. Depending on the area of Florida, you might have to have an inspector out once you get the underlayment down or you get everything tore off, and that's okay. In Minnesota, they were able to do that with pictures, but there they need the actual, some areas need the actual in-person inspection, and that's okay. I'd rather have that than poor work get installed. At least some of these inspectors do know what they're doing and stop jobs when they need to be stopped. But that's you're going to be seeing more and more specials like that, Denny, and more sad stories where people can't fix their homes because of that. Now, you know, my son went to school in Georgia, so he's, you know, we've got lots of friends in the Carolinas and Georgia area, and the amount of people that don't have flood insurance or didn't know what was like the exact policy of their flood insurance and how cheap it would have been to add flood insurance.
Yes.
Should they have known? You know, those are things that should be eye-opening to the rest of us in the world. How many times have you seen on the news, I've never had flooding here.
Same story last night. Yeah, Andy, we're getting a little behind. Let's take a quick break and come back with more. We have text questions to answer, and we'll pursue this further too. Call us or text us 651-461-9226 for any kind of a home improvement question you might have here on News Talk 830. This is WCCO. Andy Lind is answering those home improvement questions this morning here on A30WCCO. Looking at the temperature again, it's 57, going for almost 80 today. Andy, I'm looking at maybe you can help me with this, because since we've had those leaf guard gutters for almost 30 years, I don't understand this. What do you recommend, Texas, as to seal gutters? What is that listener wanting to know? I've never had to seal my leaf guard gutters.
Coprolastic is one of the better silicones you can use. Something from OSI, quad caulking. They make an aluminum product, so you might want to take a look at that. If you're just talking like open style gutters, end caps, miters, corner pieces, things of that nature, that works. It's something, remember, aluminum is going to expand and contract. So we have a system that we test all the time, and it's not for the faint of heart. I think last time we went through it was, 15, 16 different silicones and glues that we tested, because all of these materials expand and contract at different rates. So it has to be pliable enough to allow the aluminum to expand and contract but not break, meaning this is why OSI makes some really good products that you're not going to have to reseal every year. But with open gutters, and if sun is getting to it, it's something I would want to look at pretty regular. Now, a workaround is if you take some shingle granules, as you put the silicone on there and just spread it over the top of the silicone, if it's going to be exposed to the sun, that'll actually make it last a little bit longer, because the granules do a pretty good job of reflecting the sun, so it doesn't let the silicone dry out nearly as fast and start to crack. And when it cracks, that's when it starts to leak. Doesn't take a lot of an opening for water to find a way out, so it'll start with a little drip, and then pretty soon you'll have a stream there. The good news is, it's a cheap fix and usually pretty easy that most do-it-yourselfers can do. But, with LeafGuard, Denny, you have a lifetime leak guarantee. It ever leaks, we come out and clean it for free. Lifetime no clog guarantee, lifetime ice damage guarantee. You name it, LeafGuard has a lifetime warranty good for you and the next person that owns your home.
And
we have, 75,000 customers now in the Twin Cities? And our service department is one deep still and has been for, 15, 20 years.
I've never seen the leaf gutters on my house leak. They just work, period.
Yes, sir.
It was an interesting question, and then we'll have a look at that forecast. Excuse me. Which month is best for analyzing energy loss from your home? We talk about that from time to time, and I know years ago you put my house to the test, but run us through the procedure and when is the best time?
You know, It's definitely easier if it's a different temperature outside than it is inside the home. But having said that, with our experts, we should be able to find out what's going on and why it's going on, no matter the month of the year. But as it gets cooler, the infrared imaging definitely it gets easier to use and shows, you know, pretty quickly what we need to do and why we need to do it. But if we don't have those tools, we can still, with our inspection and some of the other tools that we have, we'll figure out what's going on, and you'll know your R value, why it's leaking air in certain spots and things of that nature. But yeah, as the fall comes on here in the wintertime, really makes it easy. When you get up into an attic and you can see the hot spots, it makes it pretty easy to figure out what's going on. So as it gets cooler and we turn our furnaces on, it just gets easier and easier and easier for our diagnostic team to figure out what we need to do to make your home as comfortable as it possibly can be.
Well, folks who maybe figure they need some insulation, at least they want to get it checked out, and if they do need it, what's the procedure? Calling Lindis, 844-9-LINDIS, saying, hey, I think I need some insulation. What do I do next? And you guys send who?
We're going to send one of our people out. It's going to be, you know, 30 to 90 minutes of inspection, and we're going to come up with a detailed report of what your R values are, why you're having heat loss. You may want to look in your basement, look at your doors and windows. We're going to look at your home holistically and try to come up with a plan. This is what I would do if it were my home. And maybe there's other plans that we can come up with and go down from there. But at least you're going to know your R values, what it's going to cost to get your attic to where it should be, what type of any attic air sealing is going to need to happen, and kind of go from there, and what potential savings you possibly could have. More importantly, though, when we do these types of things, it's about the comfort level in the home and the air you're breathing. One thing to keep in mind, if you feel like you have a drafty home, chances are the air you're breathing in the home is going through all of the insulation in the attic before you're breathing it. And for me, it makes me want to look in my attic. And I know one thing I do this time of year, always, is I take some cheaper essential oils. I learned my lesson the hard way. You know, the expensive stuff isn't so, I'm not supposed to use it, apparently, Denny. But I have before. I take peppermint oil on a rag, and I throw it up in my attic spaces. I put it in anything I'm winterizing away for, you know, putting away for the summer, my lawnmower, things of that nature, just because, you know, I've had a $1,500 worth of mice damage in my lawnmower before.
Isn't and, that so?
You know, I believe when you get, maybe when you're a procrastinator, maybe like me, and your lawn should have been mowed 3 days ago, and you finally try to fire up the mower for the first time of the year and realize that mice got in there, and now it's going to cost you $1,500 plus the fella you have to hire to mow your lawn. It's not fun, but I've been putting it in my attic space for, I don't know, 15 years now, because last time I did insulation there, I had some evidence of rodents. So since I've done that, I haven't had any evidence of rodents. Why this is important, if there's rodents in there, they're going to, you know, use the restroom in your attic, and that is what your air is going to be passing through before you breathe. That's not good. So a little bit of peppermint up there. I never smell it in my home, but my attic is sealed off pretty good. But I live in the woods. I've had squirrel issues. I've had raccoons. You name it. Heck, a few years ago, we had a skunk. Didn't make it all the way into the house, but definitely sprayed my porch and both my dogs. So
I remember that.
Yeah. That was
not fun.
Not fun. When two dogs that have been sprayed by a skunk jump on your bed, my initial thought was the house was on fire, because I could definitely smell something. I don't know why I went to the house is on fire, but at 2:30 in the morning, that's where my head went.
You probably wanted to burn it down after that.
Yeah, you know, we got Lindstrom Environmental out, and, you know, we got the ozone machines going. There was some neutralizer spray. We sprayed the entire yard. You could see the yellow skunk spray across the screen door. I mean, it was bad.
My goodness.
Anything that was left out, like if it was sitting on a chair, it had to be washed. So
that's
every
amazing.
Jacket, every hat, everything in the entire home, I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy.
I had no idea. All right, Andy, on that note, let's take a break and find out the sweet smell of the forecast as we head to the final half hour of the show. If you have any kind of a home improvement question, we have some to get answered here via text. Our phone number is also our text number, 651-461-9226. From News Talk 830 WCCO, stay with us. And we're back. You have any kind of a home improvement question, we'd love to hear from you. 651-461-9226. Andy Lind is doing the answering here this morning, as usual. Andy, a texter wants to know, they'd like to replace some wood siding with stone veneer. They say the sheathing is built right. Their question is, would I need to replace the sheathing with plywood to make it work? What do you think about that situation?
Oh, you can put veneer over built right. You know, depending on, you know, like we use for a set of stone, you're going to be putting on with screws anyway if it's a mortarless brick veneer. Otherwise, you know, make sure you put a drainage plane on. One of the nice things about Insultex, it has a drainage plane built into it. That's the house wrap that we would use, so you're more than likely going to have to put a house wrap on. But you can put stone veneer over built right. Built right, Denny, for those that don't know, it's for lack of a better way of explaining what it is. It's compressed cardboard is what it looks like. And oh, okay. In the 80s and 90s, builders would choose built right over OSB or plywood, depending on pricing. So as a sider, you know, that's what I did in the summer times and in the 90s and late 80s was side and tear off siding, more importantly. And it was always easier to tear off siding on built right than some of the other ones. But it was kind of 50-50 when we'd run into houses. You don't see a lot of built right getting used nowadays, but definitely as a remodeler, we run into it still on the regular basis. They had an exterior product that they made as well. You've seen this siding on a lot of places known as Masonite. Built right can be basically, it looks a lot like Masonite, just a little bit thicker. But you can definitely install, you know, like a Versetta stone over the top of it if you use the proper house wrap and installation techniques.
Okay, so that's good news. A rather long text, just to encapsulize it. Somebody's neighbor did not have a good, not with Linda's, but some other roofing company did the roofing of some neighbor's house. And evidently this neighbor complained to this neighbor about that. And I guess the question is, what roofing procedures do you think do your crews use that maybe others don't? You know what I mean? I think that's the crux of their question.
Well, a lot of it's in the detail work. For instance, I saw a video this morning of somebody in Minnesota posting about how to install a brone vent, and there's no ice and water shield used. So anytime you put a perforation in your roof, we're going to use ice and water shield anywhere it could leak and create a drainage plane. So water get underneath the shingles. This is how it's going to get out above the wood before it comes into contact with wood. That's really important because once moisture gets into contact with wood, you're going to have issues. Whether or not you put ice and water shield up the rakes or the peaks, what you're doing in the valleys, reusing shingle tins, a lot of times it's chimney work, but it really comes down to the detail work of the roof and the type of shingles that are getting used. That's the one of the bigger differences between us and almost all of the roofers, Denny, is our bare minimum. Like this is the cheapest shingle we're going to do. Is a lot of times what the best shingle most roofers will do. We're pretty rare when in the grand scheme of things, not just in Minnesota, but around the country, when 95% of what we do is class 4 shingles. So I want to make sure you have class 4 shingles. If you could have solar there, I'd at least take a look at one of those options. But it's the detail work that goes into it, how many nails are going on, how much ice and water shield is going to use, the type of underlayments that are getting done, the type of vents that are being used. Now, we use Lifetime Tool vents in a lot of spots because we have no service issues with them. Now, the plain Jane vents that come with the roofing packages, those are best served getting thrown in the dumpster more often than not. The reason I say that is I've installed them before, and I've had to service almost every single one of them. So When that happens to us, we stop using them.
What happens to them?
Something that we're looking at all the time. Go ahead.
Why do you have to serve? They get service. What goes wrong?
So these vents have flappers that will get stuck up, or the one, it basically they all turned white. Now, if you have a black roof and you got five vents on it and everything turned white, yeah, we're going to replace every single one of those.
Okay. Wow. We're talking about roofing, and there was a text that came in. It was earlier, if you're just joining us, we were talking earlier in the show about those solar shingles that everybody's excited about. But the texter says this, can you replace some of your shingles with the solar shingles, or do you have to do the whole roof?
You would be able to replace one facet, so you'd have to do the entire side. But definitely it's a doable thing as long as you can handle the aesthetics. Now, if we do one side, it means you're going to end up doing the ridge or the peak or the hip as well. But, yeah, if your roof's in great shape and you just want to replace the south side, go for it.
Listen, I also would like you to repeat that gutter sealant you had mentioned before.
OSI Quad Caulking does a pretty good job. We use Coprolastic as well. But OSI makes a actual gutter and seam sealant. You should be able to buy that online or most of the big box stores, hardware stores. I know Home Depot carries a pretty good line of OSI products.
Now, a question about roofing, a new roof and leaf guard gutters. If let's say somebody maybe they're having both. They're having Linda's put on a new roof and leaf guard gutters. The question is, what goes underneath that edge of the roof when you have those leaf guard gutters installed? You talked about this years ago. What isn't there some little edge that goes kind of tucks under that edge of the shingle?
Yeah, we have a custom piece of flashing. So just the way leaf guard works, using surface adhesion, your shingles work in a very similar fashion. And without a flashing, water's going to curl around the shingles and it'll get between the gutters and the fascia board. It's pretty, on a pretty regular occasion, like a few times a week, we're running into people that have rotten fascia, rotten rafter tails, rotten soffit areas because this has been happening. It hasn't been flashed properly. So we're going to make a piece of flashing depending on how far we have to slope the gutters. So one, it really does finish off the product. Makes everything all look the same color, aesthetically pleasing. But most importantly, it's going to make sure that water never gets between your gutters and the fascia board. When that happens, I've seen thousands of dollars of damage caused by water getting between the gutters and the fascia board, where entire rafter systems and roof decking and roofing have to get rebuilt. And when you don't take care of that early, it's contain a 1 day project into a 2 week project, and that's not fun. So if you notice this on your home, the sooner you can get that taken care of or looked at, the better off you're going to be. Just with all of these things, we procrastinate it, and the longer we let leaks go, the more it's going to cost us. There's a lesson to be learned. That's one of them. And I don't know how many times we've gotten to places and like, oh, we got this in the nick of time, where like another month, 2 months, or another year, it would have tripled, quadrupled in price. So if we can just fix a leak, that's one thing. If we got to fix a whole bunch of rotten wood, it's going to be it's not cheap. It's not like we're making money hand over fist doing it. I'd rather not have to fix any more rotten wood the rest of our lives. Yes. Most of the rotten wood that we run into is additional work that we were expecting. But until you tear into homes, you don't know how deep it goes. And when you have to sit and talk to a homeowner about reframing an entire wall, it's not a fun thing. Again, all of these things, seems like most of these projects that lend into hundreds, if not thousands of dollars worth of more work to be done, could have been saved with a piece of flashing or some silicone, or if the other product was just installed the proper way from the get-go. It's usually not something that was done that would have been a lot more expensive or a lot harder to do in order to save the customer.
Yeah. Do it up front. Hang on, Andy. We're going to take a real quick break and be right back with the remaining minutes of our Home Improvement Show. 651-461-9226. Here on News Talk 830 WCCO. And welcome back to the remaining minutes. And we do have a couple left here of our Home Improvement Show presented by Lindus Construction. Andy, Lindus, I failed to ask you yet. Here we are, the month of October. It's October 5th today. What kind of deals? You're going to have some good deals through Lindus.
Yes. 75% off installation labor on GAF asphalt roofing, including our energy shingles and the installation of Infinity Windows by Marvin. So trying to keep your homes a little bit and more energy efficient and a little bit more comfortable. I would highly recommend having one of our heat map analysis people come out, tell you exactly what's going on with insulation. Again, all of these first meetings, Denny, are free. And we're not going to come in with some crazy sales pitch. If you don't want to do it, that's fine. But I'm telling you, when you meet with our experts, you're going to, one, enjoy the time, and you're going to get educated on what we can do and how we can do it and what is going on exactly in your home. You want to find out the exact R value of your attic? Give us a shout, and we will walk you through it and tell you exactly what's going on. And don't be alarmed. If my people tell you, you don't have to do anything, because I get positive reviews every week from people being like, hey, your person came out, told me my roof is good. I, you know, would want to take another look at it, you know, 3 to 5 years down the road. But for now, I'm okay. And I'm okay with that. Denny, on almost any given day, someone that signs up with us, we have, you know, I have more people installing roofing, siding, and windows than almost any company in the metro. And when someone buys something from us, they have to wait, you know, 2 months, 3 months. Sometimes if a storm happened, I've told people a year before, and I'm okay with that. So that's why I'm also okay with not making up work when we don't need to. I'd rather tell people you don't need to do anything if you don't want to, because I'm not trying to fill my schedule next week. My schedule's full next week. My schedule's full next month. My schedule's full the month after that. So
you don't need to fake work. You don't need to make up work.
No. Our reputation is the most important thing in the world to us, and we will never do anything to compromise that. So don't be, we will come out and be as honest as we can with you about what we're doing and why you should do it. And a lot of times that's to do nothing.
No, it's true, and really, from personal experience, too. And you said a very important thing. There's absolutely never any kind of pressure, and you're going to meet some of the, this is kind of a side note, some of the nicest people in the business, and I mean that. So, Andy, we've got basically seconds to go. Why don't we just plan on getting together next week, and I'll tell folks, again, if you need something, that first visit is, like Andy said, is always free, 844-9 Lindus. And what do you say? Should we gather our forces for next Saturday?
Sounds wonderful, Denny. Thank you. Have a great day.
Have a great week, Andy. Enjoy the summer. Andy Lindus from Lindus Construction. Yeah, give him a call if you maybe you want some new gutters, maybe insulation. 844-9 Lindus. And enjoy the day. Near 79 degrees in the Twin Cities today. We'll see you next week. Ryan, thank you for your work.